Super Bowl 45 will bring money, athletes, and fans to North Texas, but police say it will also bring pimps and prostitutes. An estimated 15,000 prostitutes will be shipped to the Metroplex for that week.
They are women that are being forced, coerced, or induced to sell their bodies day in and day out. It is a modern-day form of slavery.
Women's advocate Katie Pettigo says many of the prostitutes will be as young as 12. She suspects about 1,500 of the out-of-town prostitutes will be left behind in North Texas to fend for themselves. The director of a Dallas group dedicated to helping women forced into the sex trade predicts 15,000 prostitutes will be brought into North Texas for Super Bowl 45.
When you get a large crowd of people, especially men, who are looking for what they think is a good time, you're going to have exploitation and degradation of girls.
Katie Pettigo says if you're offered lots of money by someone who wants to use your home for Super Bowl week, be very suspicious. Pettigo says 15,000 prostitutes will be looking for places to stay. If you've seen all of those signs around the area offering money to homeowners during the week of Super Bowl 45, you'd better consider this.
We're trying to alert the community that if you are being offered a large sum of money to rent your home for the week of the Super Bowl, it very well could become a brothel.
Katie Pettigo, director of a Dallas group dedicated to helping women forced into prostitution, says thousands of prostitutes will be shipped into the Metroplex during Super Bowl week by people who traffic in human slavery.